It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Arthur Richard Maydom was born October 13, 1866, in the county of Kent, England. At the age of 19, he arrived in the United States, and less than 2 years later, he married Gertrude Prushaw in Fredonia, New York. When he arrived in Fredonia, Arthur first apprenticed as a grocer before opening his own business on Water Street in the village. Around 1892, Maydom strung a phone line from his store to the train depot so he could get advance notice on the specific time the trains came in. This allowed him to offer more efficient service and fresher produce to his customers by calling the railroad depot for up-to-the-minute reports on his shipments. It was the first telephone line installed in the village. As a result of installing the telephone to better serve his customers, he initiated something that would soon serve the community on an even broader scale, the Dunkirk and Fredonia Telephone Company. The telephone company was incorporated in February of 1898 and started business that August, serving 64 customers. It was only fitting that Maydom serve as the fledgling company's first secretary and general manager. Over the years, he would guide the company as it grew, prospered, and brought new communication services to the people of Dunkirk and Fredonia. In addition to his work with DFT, Maydom also served as chairman of the Board of Visitors of the Fredonia Normal School and Teachers College. He also served on the village board for several years, and he was the supervisor for the town of Pomfret from 1931 to 1938. Maydom died on October 7, 1953. In 1968, the administration building at the college was named in his honor. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.